guys now?
You're giving me the minivan.
We know how much you love driving it.
Awesome. Life for me was a well-oiled machine. Duke in the fall, kids by 30, got it all mapped out. Sounds boring, sure, but I like boring.
Hey, Mrs. Jacobson.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Radar.
Oh, it hit that so hard.
Q, that's a good thing.
Doesn't really make sense for us to go our teenage years never having been to a high school party.
We've been to plenty of parties.
No, if there's a tuba there, it's not a party.
From the moment I saw Margot Ralph Spiegelman, I was madly in love. Margot and I were practically strangers. Until this one night.
What the?
Margot?
I need to borrow your car.
What?
I have 9 things I need to do tonight, and more than half of them require a getaway driver. My boyfriend has been cheating on me. Revenge plot begins.
Not as weird as it looks.
Still weird. We're ninjas.
Here you go, my heart beating in my chest.
That is the way you should feel your whole life.
Beautiful.
It's a paper town. Paper houses and paper people.
Margot loved mysteries. Maybe she loved them so much she became one.
So, Cody, we got another YA novel with some teens turned into a film that's talking about some love stuff, you know? Is this one going to be different from those other ones?
So this is the anti-Cody film, in other words.
Ah, the anti-Cody film. Paper Towns. I remember when you saw this trailer. You was in love with this trailer when you saw it.
Oh, boy, was I.
You was in love with this trailer. Now, this is from the same guy that wrote Fault in Our Stars, that little crappy ass sappy shit.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yes, it was, by far. Different director, though, Jake Schreier, who did actually a good, pretty good movie. He only done one movie, and he did Robot and Frank, which I thought was a really great film, very underrated, too. And he comes on to do this, and let's go ahead and get into this plot synopsis so I can delve into this piece of this glory here. So here we got Nat Wolff played Quentin Jacobson in here, and I'm just gonna call her Kara, who plays Margot in this film. She just moved in with her family. I think they were like probably 10. Yeah, I think they were 8 years old. Just moved into town, and Nat Wolff's character, Quentin, fell in love with her automatically. Like, as soon as he saw her, he was like, yep, I got a boner for that chick right there. And with a little bit of narration saying pretty much, he was like, I don't know why I fell for her right away. Maybe it's because I live in this boring town and there's nothing else going on here. Maybe because I'm isolated from other kids in this town because there's no other kids in this neighborhood. I don't know. But, which we find out that ain't the fucking reason. He's kind of a straight-laced kind of guy. You know, he's just trying to graduate high school, go to college. Mm-hmm. Where she's kind of still trying to find out who she is. That kind of shit, you know. I'm going to tell you this right now, men. Lovely. Yeah, I'm going to tell you this right now, men, right now. Women use that's a bullshit-ass excuse. I'm going to tell you that shit right now. If a woman tells you that shit, men, or whatever, that means tell me she just don't want to be with your ass, okay? Because I'm going to tell you this right now. Look at the 500... Look at the 500 Days of Summer effect.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and we know how that movie
that
ended up.
Movie.
Yeah, exactly. Most depressing fucking movie.
Christ.
I love when that movie ends. You're just like, how do I feel now?
Well, I felt a little fucking bone in my head.
I just felt with this guy what I didn't feel with you. Damn, bitch, why don't you just stab me then? Shit. Why would you tell me that? And then you got this dumb look on your face, too, where you just don't fucking care. And, you know, you kind of get some vibes off her that she's kind of that way. So, she's constantly wanting to sneak in this guy's window, whatever, when they're young and shit. So, like, it's not one of those things where he just never talked. They actually had a relationship as friends when they were growing up. But I guess she was more on the adventurous side and he was on the playing it safe side. And, you know, when you get older, you just kind of grow apart from people, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens here. He's kind of wondering, why aren't we friends anymore? Why don't we even talk in school or anything like that? She's hanging out with the so-called cool guys and stuff. She's dating the football jock here and shit. Got some, I guess, they're supposed to be bitch of friends and shit like that and stuff. And then, you know, you look at it and go like, oh, why doesn't she talk to me anymore? And I remember saying in my head, it's because you hang out with some fucking losers. That's why. And you're a fucking loser. Get over it. I don't even know why you asked yourself that question. Look at her and that guy in the Corvette over there. And now look at you with the station wagon and these two dudes. Yeah. There you go then, bro. I mean, I don't even know why the fuck you asking that question now. So one day, one night, he's still wondering this. She sneaks into his room a couple of years later, you know. I think they're like the last month of high school in. And she's saying, hey, I need to borrow your car. Let's do something. And she's like, no, I'm not letting you borrow my car. He's just like, look, I'm looking to get some revenge, and I need a driver for this. And then he's like, what kind of trouble you need? And then all of a sudden you hear somebody yell her name out, fucking Margot! And she says, that kind of trouble. Which I thought was a little bit funny right there. So then they go on a night of, because she finds out her boyfriend was cheating with one of her friends. So they go on an adventure of pretty much fucking these guys over by pulling some, I guess, vandalism on their act and shit. I mean, one guy, she shaved his eyebrow off. One girl, she ceramic foiled her car up. And her boyfriend, she found him over at the friend's house. So she called the dad's and said, your daughter's having sex in the room. And she took a photo of him running naked down the street because she put a block on his car where he couldn't drive it and shit. And then they have this night at this, I guess it was a hotel or some shit like that, where they're just looking at the city and saying, you know, hey, this is a good time, whatever. And he tries to put his emotions out on her, and she just says, you know, when you're confident, you're actually kind of cute. But when you're this little dopey, wimpy little kid or whatever, it's just like, oh, you're kind of a turn off. And he's like, oh, fair enough, you know. Because he got this little shoulder shrug shit he does. He's like, yeah. He reminded me of Hiccup from How to Train Your Dragon 2.
He looks like...
Who?
He looks like a young Adam Sandler.
Okay, man, I was just about to say, man, he looks like so many fucking people, and Adam Sandler definitely was one of them. Matter of fact, he looks like that kid that played Adam Sandler in Pixels. If he would have gotten bigger.
He
looks just like that fucking kid. I actually thought they were the same people at one point, but then I was like, no, they're different ages, so that can't be.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He does look that fucking kid.
He looks just like that. So, you know, you got the two friends, one the biracial black kid that they try to pay him off as, you know, he's the one with a hot black girlfriend and shit like that. They're both nerds. And you got to have that type, the one that's like crazy and out there, you know, like I want to party, be cool and shit like that. You got him. And so the next morning, I guess, Margot's, she's vanished. She's gone. Nobody can find her. For days, people are like, where's she at? And this kid, Quentin, he's just like looking around her classrooms, like, where the fuck is she? Going around her office, her home and shit like that, looking, can't find her nowhere. Even her best friend, what was this chick's name? Lacey, plays Halston Stage. Who she was kind of concerned about her too, because Lacey was just like, I didn't even know that her boyfriend was sleeping with someone or our friend, other friend or something like that. So this is all new to me as well, but I'm worried about her. You know, I hope we find her. And it kind of seems like, okay, so where I thought this movie was gonna go was either he wasn't gonna find her or she didn't want him, and he would have fell for this chick Lacey, because Lacey and him have so many moments together, scenes alone. I mean, there was even a scene where Lacey called out the friend that slept with her boyfriend at this party or whatever, and then this friend said that she had chlamydia out loud to the whole party or whatever. So you find Lacey up in a tub upstairs, and the main character here, Nat Wolf, he's in the tub with her, talking to her and saying, hey, you know what, I don't believe any of that stuff. You know, it doesn't matter what people think. You know, I see you more as just, you know, the beautiful girl here and shit like that. And they have, like, moments where they look at each other, I'm just like... So he's probably going to hook up with her at the end. But no, they do a total 180 out of nowhere, where they have no chemistry whatsoever. But she ends up hooking up with the guy I just told you about, that's that type, that's like the crazy party one or whatever shit. Because apparently he had a moment where he just says, oh, I want, when he was drunk at the party, I want to tell you something so badly, Lacey. And then he just throws up or whatever and shit. And for some reason, just like in Pixels, she finds him endearing because, oh, he saved them from a car accident.
Adorable.
I'm just like, really? I was like, so what was the point of you and Nat Wolff over there having all those moments together? And I was like, I think you probably would have had a better film had you gone the route of saying he never found this girl and he ended up liking this girl a little bit more and finding out that, you know what, life goes on. I don't need to follow this one girl my whole life or whatever. There's plenty of girls out there. But no, they didn't do that. They didn't do that at all. So apparently there's some clues left around. And I love it because this scene baffled the fuck out of me too. The friends tell him, she left you notes, dude. Go find her. Go do it. And I'm like, how the fuck y'all know she left her notes? I mean, these... Like, I love that. That's y'all first... Like, usually that's the dude saying it and the friends are saying, I don't know, man. That ain't... That's something. But that was the first thing that came. It was like... And then this is what really cock-blocked it with him and Lacey, too, is the party dude said, as soon as he... the Colin or Nat Wolff here, as soon as he found out, like, this is where she's at and stuff like that, the party dude straight up said, in front of Lacey, go be with your one that you love and stuff like that. And Lacey kind of looked at him and was like... And I was like, you didn't fuck that up now. Ain't no way hooking up with Lacey now. By saying that shit. So whatever chance he had with this chick, that's done now. I was like, wow, ultimate cock blocker there. And don't even know he did it. First thing come out of his mouth was just, go find her. She left you notes. She's sending you messages and stuff. Like, they go to her bedroom or whatever, and it's like, there's a book here. And some stuff in here is highlighted. It's notes of what to do. And so I'm just looking at that. I was like, wow, y'all fucking stretching with this shit now. Yeah, exactly, y'all. Fuck. But the funny thing is, it's not the boy that's straight; it's the friends.
Okay.
They're the one prolonging him to go along with this shit. I mean, because at first he's just like, I wish I could find her. Where is she at and stuff? But they're the ones telling her, go do this. Go be with her. Go look for her. You love her, don't you? Go do it. And he just kind of like, you guys are right. Yeah, I should do it. And just like, you know, if you two jackasses wasn't here. He probably would have just stayed here and not fucking worried about it. He probably would have thought about her, but he wouldn't. And no right in his mind, he would have thought about, I need to go look for her. If it wasn't for you two jackasses. Which, mind you, when it gets to the end of the film, them the two jackasses that's complaining, too.
Yeah, of course.
I love it because there's a scene, he was just like, why y'all complaining? If you didn't want to do it, you shouldn't have came then.
Yeah, the fuck?
Yeah, you the ones that made me come. Because their whole deal is, we need to get back at this amount of time because prom starts and we all want to go to prom because prom is such a big... I'm telling you this right now, people, prom is not that big a fucking deal. They made prom such a big fucking deal in this fucking film. You just like...
We're prom a big deal to UP1?
Hell fucking no.
I didn't get 2 shits about my prom.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I was dating a chick at another school, so I didn't even go to my prom. I went to her prom.
I
just
said, fuck the prom. I was like, yeah.
I remember saying, I don't want to waste my money. Prom is going to be special. We need to go to prom and stuff like that. Whatever. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to tell you this right now. Prom is not that goddamn important, all right?
Don't mean shit.
You know how many times I could recreate prom right now?
How many people in their late 20s right now, hey, man, it's my prom days. Who the fuck says that?
Who the fuck looks back at their yearbook and shit like that? Who is over in their 20s and go back in their yearbooks, pick up that old high school ring or pull out that Letterman jacket or anything like that? I can tell you this right now. When that cap got thrown into the audience, never looked for it. That gown got thrown in the trash. Okay, I don't relive. I remember my mom asking me, don't you want to get a yearbook? She was like, don't you want to get a yearbook and a ring and stuff like that? I said, no, let's get the hell up out of here now. I'm done. I graduated now. Let's go. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I was the biggest ass. When we walked across the stage, see, I didn't know they gave us construction paper. I was pissed when I got in the car. I didn't open it when I was sitting down or whatever and shit. So my mom was like, you want to take pictures with your friends? I said, nope, let's go. Let's go. I'm done here now. That's it now. They're done with this shit now. And then I opened that paper and said, I'll be goddamn. There's a note in here that says, return to the office to receive your diploma. I said, you motherfuckers, you just couldn't give it to me then? You know what I'm saying? I had to go back. Listen to motherfuckers relive they fucking 4 years or whatever. I'm just like, okay, y'all know good and goddamn well by the time we hit 18 and over or whatever, none of us gonna fucking think about this shit.
Shit, that was the moment I walked off the fucking stage. I was like, yep.
Yep, thank you. See, because people always say, oh, you know, because even Wayne said, oh, you just don't like things from the 80s. You just love things from the new days. Wayne, I don't give a fuck about the past, period. Okay? High school is done with. That shit is a phase.
Okay. Oh boy, was it.
It's a phase. That shit is done. All these people that talk about, I wish I could go back to high school now. I never wish that shit. Hell no.
Keep that shit.
Keep that fucking shit. I'm going to tell you this right now. Being a grown-up is so much fucking cooler than high school. People try to put bills and shit like that. It's such a problem in the world today, whatever and shit. Hey, you'd had your shit together, you can pay those motherfuckers, whatever. But I'm telling you this right now, high school is not, no. Being some fucking kid. By the way, you get to see these teenage kid films or whatever, and they have these big-ass parties and shit. How the fuck are 17-year-olds having these parties?
Thank you. All these movies fucking do this. All of them.
All these fucking teenage movies. And I think back at my school, I'm just like, I never once at my school heard anything like these big-ass parties they be having where none of the parents are around and alcohol and shit is around and stuff like that. Never once.
No.
Never once, people. And not to say I was popular in them, but I hung out with everyone because I had like 3 classes my senior year, so at lunchtime I would just go and mingle around with all the fucking different groups, from the fucking goths to the jocks to the cool or whatever and shit, and just talking whatever, and then leave after lunch. That's when I was able to leave and shit. So I never once heard about these fucking parties, because you know why? Nobody had a fucking house like these in these fucking movies, and no one had parents that just disappeared and left their 17-year-old kid there for 2 weekends.
Who the fuck does
it? Thank you. And I love it because it's always the jock that has these big ass houses. Always. 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 It's just like, wow, he's an asshole, athletic, and got money. Okay, alright. Alright, I'm gonna tell you this right now. Jocks are some of the brokest niggas on campus. Brokest niggas. Because you know why, Cody? Them are niggas with dreams that I'm gonna make it to the NBA or some shit like that or whatever. That's their only option, is we gonna make it to the NBA or NFL or whatever and shit. I couldn't tell you how many times when I was on teams and shit like that, that's all they talked about or whatever. And for me, it was just a team I was on. I never once thought that, like, ew, it's gonna advance my opportunity to make it to the NBA or something. Like, no, hell no. Shit. Hell no. If it happens, it happens. But I'm not gonna say, let's make this a thing. This is gonna be a career choice now, whatever, something like that. I once heard one of my old bosses back then saying that in college, they should pay athletes in college because of what they put their body through. And I looked at them and said, that is the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard. And I said, then you know what? You might as well pay that English major over there too, because he's training to do something he gonna want to do in the future too, whatever.
I was about to say, yeah.
He just said, but you don't understand what they put their bodies through. I'm just like, they choose to do that. Why the fuck would we pay them for that? I said, that's stupid as shit. I said, see, niggas like you, reason why our taxes go goddamn high. James, I'm gonna go ahead and put you out there. I don't give a fuck if you hear this. You was one of the most ignorant fucking niggas I have ever talked to say some stupid shit like that. I'm sorry. Ignorant motherfucker, though.
Oh, shit.
Stupid motherfucker. People like him is the reason why Schwarzenegger was governor for a time. Reason why California is always broke is because of stupid niggas like him voting for dumb shit like that. Nigga, it's like, what do you care? You ain't got no son? You ain't no athlete? Nigga, what the fuck you talking about? Tax people should pay for it? What kind of stupid shit is that, Cody?
I don't get some people's mindsets, man.
That's like saying I'm going to pay a film student some money because he going through this. He putting his body. It's like, no, hell no. Oh, shit.
It doesn't work that way.
No, it don't work that way. Shit.
Damn.
Oh my god. And then they wonder why niggas can't be presidents. Anyway though. You think Bush put us in dark age? Make that nigga president. If shit, we'd be fucking back in wade in the water. Shit. God gon' carry me on. So yeah, that was unbelievable. So, you know, that's the synopsis here. We got, you know, pretty much on the road trip to find this chick or whatever, this map he got. Okay. First of all, this character Kara, or the actor Kara, but the character Margot, this movie gives you nothing to like about her to make you want to go on this road trip to find her.
Shocking.
The only thing this movie has for it is just she's mysterious. And maybe you're curious, but that's only white people. I'm going to tell you this right now. If it was a black person in the school, which sufficiently there's only 2, which is the black nerd friend and his girlfriend, because I don't see any other nigga in here, but I can tell you right now, the role's been reversed with that black guy, and he'd have been like, there's plenty of white pussy in this fucking school. I don't know, why the fuck? I can see, like, if her pussy was made out of diamonds, then you can travel this far for her, but then if that's the case, then take your mom's diamond watch and jerk off with that motherfucker then, because ain't no way in hell I'm traveling from Florida to New York for some pussy that's just mysterious. You know what mysterious leads to, Cody? Mysterious leads to HIV. So that's what it leads to up in here. Matter of fact, make that a tagline on the poster here. We're a rubber kids. Anyway, go watch It Follows. Teach you all about it. But
don't do that.
You won't learn a damn thing about running rubber.
Don't watch It Follows.
If anything, that movie will teach you to have unprotected sex all the time. You know, most people that smoke weed saying, I'm having an It Follow moment right now. I can only imagine with the crackheads thing right now, they like, shit, It Follows. That's an everyday thing for me. Shit. Sex or not, no sex, man. she's boring. There's some mild humor chemistry between the three friends. I can see it. You know, the thing was about this movie is it didn't make me hate the movie. I really didn't hate the movie at all, actually. It's just that, okay, I'm here for the ride. Convince me why you're going for the ride. And the girl does nothing. The kid, Nat Wolf, he's kind of a... He runs in the fam of the Jesse Eisenberg, Michael Cera type fan, whatever, where he's kind of this nerdy look to him where... Looks like he doesn't look cool like Dylan O'Brien. You know, it's like Dylan O'Brien look like he can get shit done and handle his shit, except help Cody find Google Plus. You know, he doesn't have that kind of flair to him, if you will, or something like that. He's that nerdy. So he was okay. He wasn't terrible. And I mean, there was that one point when Margo was kept asking him to do things, or hey, spray paint this or whatever, and he kept struggling to show, no, I don't want to go to jail, something like that. Even I wanted to slap that nigga and say, nigga, just fucking do it, nigga. I mean, you gotten this far. Fuck. Shit, just do it. Stop bitching. Do it. Make your dreams come true. Do it.
Listen to the Shia.
Yes, right. Praise Shia. Yes, I'm posing with him. I wish I had my ponytail with me right now. Whatever. Praise the Shia. Yes. But the girl, there's nothing here at all. And then the whole thing of like she left you clues. I found that to be the biggest bullshit of the whole movie. To be honest, I'm just like, them ain't clues. But you know. As I was sitting there, I was just like, when is the movie going to end? I'm not terribly bored out of my mind because I do kind of want to see how this wraps up. I want to see if... I always look forward to seeing how these kind of movies, these love movies where they got to do something extreme for a loved one. Or I always wanted to see if a movie will do something different instead of saying, you're right, I love you too, and I shouldn't have ran away or something like that. Because that, for me, would at least give the movie a plus. And, you know, you got to give it some credibility in doing that. And I got to say... When they get to the location of where it's at, which is in the middle of nowhere, literally it's called a paper town. And a paper town, people, is pretty much a fake town that's not even on a map. And you could find a population of, like, zero in it. And they actually found it, and they found her signature on a, like, I think it was on a map or something like that. And they said population of one. So they said, all right, that's where she at. Let's go get her. You know, the road trip itself was fucking boring, I'm not gonna lie. But when it got to the location, I thought at least that's where the movie for me was good. The rest of the movie, you could take it however you want it, but the middle half, I thought was a little bit boring. When I get on the road, I'm just like, all right, I don't give a fuck about these kids. I can't imagine you could just take your mom's car and just, for 2 days, just go off, and then at least then you call her and say, hey, I'm going to New York, I know it's last minute, but I'm going up to New York State and something like that. I'm just like, yeah, my mom would have killed my ass. And I took the only car. And didn't tell her in advance that I was going somewhere. Yeah, she'd have been like, yeah, oh, don't worry, I'll be ready for when you get back. I miss you and love you. And then, yeah, she's like, oh, I'm ready for you when you get back, all right. Ready with this fucking belt in my hand to beat your ass. Still my fucking car. You must be out your goddamn mind. But when they get to the location, they look around this one little house that's in this city or whatever and shit. And it's like an old storage facility. She's not there, the girl they were looking for, Margo. And the friends are all... This is when they get annoying and shit. Dude, let's go. Prom starts and stuff. And I'm going to miss my hair appointment and stuff. So I can't get this done. And even I had to go like, why y'all shut the fuck up? Y'all the reason why he here in the first fucking place or whatever. And then he actually says that too. And I was like, oh. Speaking for the audience now, whatever. Because he was just like, if you didn't want to come, why'd you come then? Why'd you even tell me to come or anything like that? And I was like, oh, thank you. Yes. And he was just... And then the one black kid came in. He's just like... Because I didn't know if we'd ever see each other again, you know, once we graduate from high school. And I thought this could be a fun road trip for the three of us to get along. Didn't you have fun with us? And he's like, no, it's not. I didn't have fun with you guys if I don't find this girl. That was the whole point of this trip or whatever and stuff. And they get mad and walk away. I'm just like, he ain't lying.
Yeah.
I mean, Cody, if I was to tell you right now, let's drive up to fucking Texas or New York right now because I have to meet this actress here. Scarlett Johansson, I have to meet her or whatever. And you went along for that shit and got the audacity to get mad at me or whatever and shit, saying, didn't you have fun with me? And I said, Cody, if I don't find Scarlett Johansson, no. It's not worth it then. Would you be mad?
No, I wouldn't be mad. That's the whole point of the fucking trip.
Exactly. The point of the trip was to find this chick, not, oh, so we can spend time together. Yeah, no, when did this come? If that was your whole goal of saying it, you should have said that from the beginning. It's just like, hey, you know what? Fuck it, let's go. You get to find this chick, and I get to spend time with my best friends before we go off to college and shit like that. Done deal. Then, you know, then your argument would have had some meaning at the end of the film. But no, it doesn't, because you just blow this shit out your ass saying, but didn't we have fun? This is our last time we could probably see each other. It's like, no, the fuck it's not. If you're that best of friends, you're going to see each other 4 years from now, or even on vacation or something like that, on a summer or something like that. I don't know why people always think like college is like, you know, it's the end of our lives and we know it and moving on. It's just like, okay.
I really,
thank you, Cody. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. You know, my brother went to San Diego. You know how many times I've seen this nigga when he moved up there or whatever shit? It felt like the nigga never left. Shit. It felt like the nigga. I know some people are saying that's only two to three hours away or whatever, but I'm just like, it's still far enough to where I don't see him on a daily basis like I used to. But yeah, I see the nigga enough to know that. Exactly, and I love this. That's the thing that pisses me off about these kind of movies, because they always talk about our friendship is stronger than ever. You know good and goddamn well you three niggas are never gonna talk in these 4 years y'all in college. I ain't say that shit right now. Y'all ain't never gonna fucking talk. Never gonna talk. And if you do, then good for you guys. But 9 times out of 10, he's gonna have a drug problem. He's gonna turn out to be gay, and that guy's gonna be a fucking living with his mom, probably a superstar or some shit like that or whatever. Yeah, so, and then the other two can be trying to mooch off one of them, whatever. So that's how it's going to work out, because you can clearly tell where this fuck-up is going. You can clearly tell this guy's probably the smart one, and this one is obsessed about some bitch that he's known since he was 8 years old or whatever. I can only imagine what the fuck else he's going to be obsessed about. Because they're like, oh, it's like, you love her, right? Yeah, I'm in love with her. No, you're not in love with her. You're obsessed with her. You like her because she's fucking different. There's a difference here, whatever. You're not in fucking love with her. And I got to say, the movie got really smart at the end.
Okay.
This is where it picked up for me, man. This is where my rating probably went up exponentially from a fuck it. Well, not even probably a fuck. I probably would have given it a low streaming at the most just because it didn't piss me off or anything like that. The concept itself is kind of stupid in its own right. But you know what? They wasn't terrible in delivering. It's just that they never gave you anything like about the girl. He tells the friends and the girl and her best friend, Lacey, says, he gives them the car key and says, y'all can go back to Orlando. I'm staying here waiting for her. And they leave. I was like, wow, y'all didn't even put up a fight for y'all friends. So, and even he had to say, so prom is more important than our friendship, huh? And I was waiting for the response, but I was like, yeah, so is prom more important than y'all friendship? I mean, you just said right now, the reason why we went on this road trip is because you thought you could spend time with your buddy here. So you, apparently that was bullshit then, because you leaving him here just to go to prom. And even Lacey, she says, look, let's just give it up and go home because, I mean, we put all this work to find her. Let's be real. Would she do this for us? Even I'm her best friend. I don't even think she would do this for me. And he says, I'm still saying. He waits around for a little bit. Then I guess realization kicks in. She's not coming. He goes to buy a bus ticket, and he sees her walk right by in this little-ass hold-up town. And he calls her name out, and she's like, This is where I was like, all right, this is where the movie can go from a fuck it to a possible good rating. She straight up says, what are you doing here? And he was just like, I followed the notes, whatever. And then she looked at him and said, no, I don't mean like, what are you doing? I mean like, what are you doing here? Like, well, why would you be here? Type of thing. And I was like, standing ovation. And I said, yeah, why the fuck are you here? You drove 1,200 fucking miles. On some conscious note shit, whatever. She said, I leave notes all the time. You knew that about me my whole life. And then he says, oh, but I thought they were particularly for me. She was like, yeah, they were for me, just to let you know that I was okay. He's like, but I'm in love with you. And she said, ooh, don't do that. She said, ooh, don't do that. Shit. The look on his face when she said, ooh, don't do that. I said, She said, we can't be. You know, she said, you're not in love with me. You don't understand. You don't get it. You can't be in love with me. how could I possibly be in love with someone when I don't even love myself right now? That's what she told him. She said, I don't even know what I want or who I am or anything like that. Why do you think I run away in the first place?
That's the most profound shit she probably ever said in her life.
Hell yeah, that's the most profound shit this movie I've had said in this life. And the look on his face, like, this is where his acting kicked in. The look of disappointment in his face, but like almost a look of realization too. Like realism kicked in on his ass. Like, wow, you actually got a point, but at the same time, I'm still disappointed by this and shit. And they have like a, she's like, come on, let me buy you a drink. And they go get a milkshake and they have a whole conversation about everything and stuff like that. And she's just like, the whole, you know, graduating high school, go to college and get married and stuff, that's just not for me. And, you know, I was always planning to run away. But, you know, when my boyfriend cheated on me with one of my best friends and shit, I was just like, I can't take this no more. So I left. I left you notes to say that, hey, I'm okay. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine or whatever. But that life just isn't for me. It's for you, but it ain't for me. So I don't know why you would come down here thinking you can convince me on that. And I was like, oh, thank you.
Okay, wow. That's really good to hear some points right now.
You know, the funny thing is, I would say you got to watch this ending, but it's like, it's almost like you need to watch the beginning and middle just to feel that theme of redemption to understand that meaning. It's just like, if you just saw the ending, you'd be like, yeah, well, of course, yeah. But like, it feels so much more satisfying to see that this whole bullshit-ass hoax of let's go find her and shit like that. And then to see that shit just get shot down, like bitch, I came all this way for you. And you, I'm going to tell you this right now, don't ever drive too far for no chick right now, people. I don't know what the hell is your problem. 1,200 miles? An hour, 2 hours, that's fine. But a 2-day trip? Shit. Bye, bitch. Shit. I would if she would have came back to that town, she'd have seen me hugged up with her best friend, Lacey, or something like that. I'd have been like, shit, I moved on, baby. Shit, you was platinum. This diamonds right here. Shit. And diamonds are forever. Then you would see Kanye West, throw your hands in the sky. And then you would have saw Lupe came in, remix, or whatever you know what I'm saying. He's a conflict diamond. But, okay, another thing about this chick, Margot. She's not that good looking, first of all. She looks like fucking Pinatusky from fucking Orange is New Black. I knew you'd love that one, so yes. She's got like this dark shadow over her. Like a.
Shit.
She does, doesn't she?
Oh, shit.
She look like she got the teeth just done too, just like Pinatusky from Orange is New Black. She's got like this black outline silhouette around her mouth area and shit. You just kind of stare at it for a while, be like, did you have surgery on your teeth or something? So the thing is, they don't make her likable is the reason why to go chase after her. And then they make her look like Pinatusky from Orange is the New Black. I mean, like, man, why the hell are you chasing his ass? Come on. He gives her, they have a kiss moment, and he gets on the bus and goes back home, and he's even has a little monologue scene where he's like, you know, I feel a little down, but you know what? Life goes on, and it's time for me to move on, whatever. He puts a suit on, he goes, joins his friends at prom. Like, I love it, because this nigga stayed a couple of hours later, and he still made it to prom on time. I'm like, so, what was you niggas talking about? Oh, we're gonna be late for prom, whatever. Nigga, prom goes on all fucking night. You're like, you gotta be the first motherfuckers to walk up in here and shit, you nerdy looking motherfuckers, I swear, shit. Yeah, man, so that ending, he goes to prom, he just dances and says, yeah, I'm having a good time and I'm gonna live my life. And then the friends have one, the three meet up in a car or whatever and stuff, and they have one little hug and goodbye and stuff like that, and that'd be the end of the film. And then he has a little another monologue scene where he's just like, I'm gonna be fine, you know, I'm not gonna think about her that much no more. I always have that moment of her or whatever, but I don't have to think about her because I know she'll be fine and she'll probably be doing her life now or whatever. So, because he was talking about like kids were starting more rumors around school, like she's doing this, she's doing that, whatever. And he was just like, I kind of just ignored it and kept living my life. I was like, you finally grew your balls, huh? That's what it was. Either that or you got you some ass that night.
Well, it wasn't worked.
Yeah, well, I think it's the second one. He got some ass. He had a three-way with Lacey and that and his other friend or some shit. Yeah, man, so Pinatusky, you know, I mean, don't she look like her though? Come on.
I can see the resemblance.
Man, you need to see the movie then, her in the movie, because she got this dark tan around her lips and this head shaped just like her. I'm just like, damn, girl, you laid that bitch or something? Because, ooh, Lord. But, but yeah, man, I'm a bump my rating up just because of that ending. It was damn near in some low streaming areas, but into some fucking territories. But that ending was really the fall point of like, all right, this is your proof right here. Now, are you gonna be a fucking, or are you gonna be the rating I'm gonna give it? So, and it didn't go that typical route. We actually went into what I thought was a smart route to handle, and I'm gonna give it a streaming just for that.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this ain't no Don John or no 500 Days of Summer or nothing like that, because, you know, yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to start putting Joseph Gordon-Levitt in these young adult novels.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently he's the only motherfucker that knows how to do romantic comedy, so, you know.
He really is.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, you know what? That's the thing. They're not comedies, though. Those are romantic fucking fallbacks or whatever. He's just like,
yeah. I remember that Don John ending, too. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that Don John ending, I was just even like, I was like, damn, so you. I remember saying, are you happy or not? I'm lost now. But that's what I love about Joseph Gordon-Levitt and his romance, because they feel more realistic. Mm-hmm. They feel like they have like this fantasy era to him, but he kind of almost as if he's poking fun at the romantic comedies are doing it. And then when it gets to the ending, it goes like, yeah, that's really what would happen, is that right there. So, and I feel like this ending was not on par, but somewhere about 10 far ass feet away from where this is at, but close as it's gonna get, I guess. But yeah, so just a streamer for me. Okay. I gotta say, Pinatusky's pussy must be fucking excellent to travel 1,200 miles for her.
God damn.
I'm not gonna lie. Now it's got me kind of curious. So excuse me while I go jerk off to Orange Is the New Black real quick.
Oh, shit.
And that's Pinatusky from the first season before she got the teeth fixed, so.
She's gone.
When was the last time you saw Margo?
Where the hell was she? Who was she with? What was her name?
You were with her last night. It has to mean something.
That was the greatest 30 seconds of my life.
We're trying so hard.
I found something. An address. Did she ever say anything to you about an abandoned building?
Margo? Guys?
You'll go to the paper towns and you'll never come back.
Whoa.
Last time I was this scared, I sleep in my mom's bed. If I were you, I would get that scared every single night.
Never missed school before. It feels kind of wrong.
It does feel kind of wrong, but it also feels kind of right. Take a risk. Stop playing so safe.
Dude, put your shirt on.
How was CJ? I think it stuck to my hand.
I miss her.
I miss her too.
If I don't find Margo, it's all for nothing.
Hey!